So then there's effects of the practice, the hoped for effects of the practice. So those are that there will be some measure of insight into non-self and Atman that comes from doing the practice. There'll be some diminishing of the poison of conceit, especially the conceit, I am this, this is mine. Quite a lot, quite often in the, on the, these ordination retreats, I've given a rather longer introduction than this is about the, based on the Dhatuvibhanga Sutta. And you'll find one of the lead-throughs of consciousness is based on material from that. So if you've got a chance to look it up, that'd be good. It's in the Majjhima Nikaya somewhere. Definitely the Majjhima Nikaya, I don't quite remember where. So the effects of the practice, some measure of insight into non-self. Second, some diminishing of the poison of conceit. Then third, some freeing up of our own mind. And fourth, some growing awareness of ourselves as empty, as shunya. So quite a lot to be gained from doing the practice. So, and all of that, all of those four can happen because the practice promotes a shift in our habitual interpretation of our experience, creates a sort of, our normal mind creates a sort of encasing for ourselves. You know, if we draw a picture of ourselves as a circle, it's a solid line that we draw for our ordinary, round our ordinary mind. It's a sort of, we have a way of encasing ourselves, a sort of shell or at least a covering. And that's based on the sense of I that we have. Based on that I being the kind of control point of our perspective. We're in the middle and we'd like to think we're in control, even when we know we're not. We are at least the reference point. We're the kind of main central reference point. A tough image has just come to mind. This instant saying this, not in my notes, is if you look at a road map of Britain. You'd think the nerve centre was London because that's all where all the in England anyway, that's where most of the roads point towards. Even the ones that go through Birmingham and the like, they all end up in London, don't they? They kind of all congregate there. It's the nerve centre. So our normal mind is like that. It's well, of course, literally it is a nerve centre, but in another more metaphorical way, it's the nerve centre. It's the control point. And round about that wraps a casing, a shell, a boundary, with a definite continuity around it. So the practice creates a more fluid sense of I, more awareness of outside in inverted commas, or not even making so much distinction between outside in inverted commas and inside in inverted commas. So a different attitude. So, of course, the boundary is still there, but maybe instead think of it as being more like a dotted line rather than a solid line. And instead of the ordinary self is everything within the circle is mine, and everything without the circle is not mine or not me. But often we'd like it to be mine in some way or another, even as just a owned appendage. But within the more malleable the mind that does the six element practice, then that solid circle has dissolved to some extent. At least it's just, it's a bit more permeable, it's a bit more like a dotted line. And then influences come in and out of us, and sense impressions come in and out of us. And yeah, we still have our sense of ourself, of course, as empirical self, our own continuity, but less fixed, more fluid, more in tune with how things are. And that only happens because we accept more deeply our own impermanence and insubstantiality and the lack of a fixed, inherently existing, independently existing self. So by doing that, the content, doing all that, the content of our mind changes, or the quality of our mind changes. We notice things differently, even begin to notice different things. And in the sixth stage, become more aware of this shift. We've created a more sky-like mind, Now, in terms of ordination, this effect in our mind makes it more ready to visualize a yidam, or to receive a yidam, or to give birth to a yidam, however you want to think about it. And that's another reason why it's a very particular meditation to do on an ordination retreat, for you to be doing just now.